Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
I'm Lynn Whittaker and the charity is Guide Dogs.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
The Guide Dog story began way back in 1931 with two amazing British pioneers, two ladies called Muriel Crook and Rosamund Bond. And these remarkable women organised the training of the first four British guide dogs. And they did it all from a humble lock-up garage in Wallasey on Merseyside. Guide Dogs have come a very long way since those early days. And today, Guide Dogs is the world's largest breeder and trainer of working dogs. And thanks to our dedicated staff and volunteers and the vital donations we receive, 36,000 lives have been transformed through a guide dog partnership since 1931. And our purpose is to provide more life-changing services for people with sight loss.
Tell us about your team.
I work in community fundraising, which is part of the wider fundraising team. And in community fundraising, we work with over 400 volunteer fundraising groups across the UK. And these groups consist of thousands of amazing volunteers who attend and host events, collections, and much, much more on behalf of guide dogs to raise funds and awareness.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is for people with sight loss, and we offer lifelong support from the moment it's needed. And we have services for everybody, children, adults, friends and family, no matter what changes or challenges sight loss brings, we're here to help everybody.
What are your main goals?
So as an organisation, we're here to help people with sight loss live the life they choose. And we offer services from birth right through life. And as the number of people living with sight loss increases, we want to be able to provide more life-changing services and reach more people. And specifically with my community fundraising hat on, we would like to develop our volunteer fundraising groups with new volunteers to help us raise more funds and more awareness.
Which other organisations do you work with?
So collaboration has always been intrinsic to the way Guide Dogs provides its services to adults and children with vision impairments and their families. So we work with other vision impairment organisations such as RNIB, Blind Veterans, Deafblind UK and Thomas Pocklington Trust, to name a few. And we also consult with other organisations, things like eye condition specific organisations and disability organisations too. So some examples would be Macular Society UK, Retina UK and Disability Rights.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
So the charity's ambition is a future where every person with sight loss has the confidence and support they need to live their lives to the full. And we want to support more people with our services, whether that's with our well-known guide dog services or with our others, which include services for children and young people, vision rehabilitation and our online information.
How is the charity funded?
We are funded through the generosity of our supporters and the donations they give. Simple as.
How can people support you?
Oh, so there are just so many ways people can get involved and people can support us. And there's lots of information about this on our website if you look under how you can help. So there are volunteering opportunities. You can fundraise, you can donate, you can get involved with our campaigning. You can do some training to have better abilities to guide somebody with a vision impairment. And you could invite a speaker along to your group, to your school, or to your organisation to find out more about us.
Where can people find out more?
So our website is guidedogs.org.uk, and you can also follow our Northwest social media pages, which also covers the Isle of Man.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.